You rely for MSNBC for news. I think you're basically illiterate and uninformed about what's going on. I think that's somewhat, it's less true for CNN, but also true.
I'm Julian Epstein. I'm a longtime Democrat. I was formerly the chief counsel of the House Judiciary Committee and the staff director of the House Oversight Committee for the Democrats. I'm the former CEO of the consulting firm LMG, which represented, amongst other people, Hillary Clinton for president, and a number of other Democrats.
Mainstream media is sort of covering the Democratic infighting and hinting at the possibility of a civil war. We are in a civil war right now. And I think the news media is missing that. But I think more importantly, they're missing the nature of the extremism that is happening with the left. And they're missing the bigotry that is emerging on the left. Seeing critical race is basically a permission slip for more bigotry. It's to divide, tell people that the most important thing about them is race, and then to start building public policy around that. That's what critical race is. And now that they have embraced Islamic extremism, they have gone one step further into a sectarian set of beliefs. And I don't think the news media is covering that, and they should be covering that. If you had a political party that were saying things like Black Americans should go back to Africa, had members of that party, Black Americans should go back to Africa, or preventing Black Americans from getting to their school dorms, or saying we have a Black-free area on our college campuses, which is what was happening on Columbia with respect to Jews, the news media's heads would be collectively exploding. If you had a KKK movement that became a fixture in the Republican Party the way Hamas-aligned supporters are becoming in the Democratic Party, the news media's heads would be collectively exploding. But you see the most racist ethno-supremacist movement on the planet, which is the Iranian axis, which includes Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, that don't want peace, that have one goal, which is the redemption of a 7th century caliphate. And the way to achieve that is through the slaughtering, the massacre of Jews first, and then the slaughtering or forced conversion of Christians after that. It is the closest thing to a modern day Hitler. And the Democratic Party is aligning with that. And parts of the Democratic Party is aligning with that. In any other context, would this kind of bigotry be unacceptable, and the news media would be all over it. CNN and MS, no, they're not doing that.